Employee 1. Chris Martinez.
Have you had any thoughts about your current training needs, Chris?
Well, these days I'm responsible for formulating our long-term business plans. And as you know, I report directly to the Chief Financial Officer. I've done a lot of generic training courses in core management skills over the years. Now I need something more practical than sitting down all day in a training room, looking at PowerPoint slides and doing role plays.
I see. So regular training courses are not of interest to you?
No. I want to tie my leadership development to my real-world projects. It'd be good to be able to build up a network with other senior managers in Gruppo Tula around the world to share ideas and problems and solutions.
So a support network of peers would interest you?
That's right. We can learn a lot from each other's experiences. One key role of senior executives is managing change, and I think we can support each other with this. It would be good to get the perspective of executives with diverse cultural and business perspectives.
At the same time, you have a great deal of knowledge and expertise which you could pass on.
Yes, that's true. Of course, I believe that talent development should be a part of a senior manager's job. It's just getting the time to do it, isn't it?
Employee 2. Alex Cortez.
What type of training would interest you, Alex, and why?
My job essentially is to make sure the day-to-day business runs smoothly, which includes overseeing a lot of stuff. I know the technical side of my job well, so I'd like to do something new to improve my leadership skills. I want to help my staff develop, get better results from them, and not just focus on completing a task.
Right. So you want to help your staff improve their performance.
That's it.
Anything else you might like to do?
Yes. Well, a big part of my work is negotiating deals with suppliers and clients, and more of them are outside Mexico nowadays. I can see why the company has adopted English as the official language since the merger, but I don't feel as confident communicating in English as I do in Spanish, particularly in meetings and when I'm giving presentations. I know I'm really going to need to do something to improve my fluency if I'm going to progress through management levels in the future.
Yes, I think a lot of people are going to want more English language training now. By the way, have you been back to Spain recently?
No, but my parents are coming here next month. It'll be good to see them again.
I can imagine.
Employee 3. Danny Lee.
So, Danny, how are you adapting to life in Mexico? A bit different from Wisconsin, right?
It's been great. Everyone's so helpful and friendly.
That's good to hear. Now, tell me a bit about yourself. I see you have a degree in business administration and started here 6 months ago in the sales division. How's that going?
I really love the work, but I'm not always sure what I'm supposed to be doing or if I'm focusing on the right things. I have so many demands on my time, and I feel quite stressed by it all. I work really long hours, but I don't think that's what I should be doing either, because I have no life outside the office at the end of the day.
I see. That's not good. It sounds like you need some help with those issues.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know why they didn't teach us more practical computer skills at university, like Excel. It would really help me a lot with my job now.
Maybe some on-the-job training would be an idea? Or an online course?
Yeah, I'm sure I could pick it up quickly enough with some help. I'm really keen to learn as much as I can. At the moment, I don't manage any staff, but I'm quite ambitious. I'd like to lead a team one day, so I'd like to know more about what that involves.